and services.
Sure.
Which includes physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy.
You and I have had a debate off the air. We won't go into that about whether you covered some of this or not. But let's do it again. Before you were on about women's pelvic health, now we're talking about men's pelvic health. Is there a difference of importance? Is there a difference?
Well, there's a difference in the fact that it's men and women.
Okay, thank you.
That's pretty obvious.
I appreciate that. I deserve that one.
But there's no difference in the fact of importance. It's all equally important for men and women to have good pelvic health. And women are a little bit more likely to have difficulty with pelvic health, including like urinary incontinence and those types of issues, bowel incontinence, because of having babies.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of automatically has some kind of trauma or injury to the pelvis in general. And then men, I mean, they're not quite as likely to have those difficulties because of not having babies, but that doesn't mean that completely excludes them from having problems. There's lots of men have trouble with urinary incontinence, mm-hmm. as well as pelvic pain. Could be pelvic pain with intercourse or any kind of pain in the pelvis region.
Does it involve impotence or no? I mean, can it lead to that?
And we don't treat that quite as much, mm-hmm. but there are cases that we could assist with some of that if it's a muscular reason, or if it's related to pain,
mm-hmm.
which could be another reason why we could help with that.
Are we talking basically about the core, which we've grown to understand mm-hmm. and know how important that is to everybody?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Men have core just like women have core. Mm-hmm. And so it is all in relation to the whole trunk and making sure that we're able to handle those pressures, in the abdomen. Like when we cough and when we sneeze, mm-hmm. that creates pressure in our abdomen. I mean, most of us can feel it when you cough or sneeze, you know, you can feel that pressure pushing out on your stomach, and you can even feel, if you're aware of it, pressure pushing down, like through your pelvic floor. And so it's your body's ability to be able to handle those things. Now, men do also have the prostate, which can cause mm-hmm. difficulties if your prostate becomes enlarged, and then that can cause difficulties with urination. And we can help with treatment for that as well.
When we're younger, we don't tend to worry about these things as much.
Correct.
Is it just we're getting older and fatter? And less in shape? If it is what it is, it is.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the case. I mean, I think that moreover, we have better ways to treat this now. Physical therapy for the pelvic floor is not a new thing for physical therapy in general, but it's relatively new, I would say, to the Midwest. You know, there aren't as many therapists who practice that in this area. And so we're trying to bring awareness to it and to bring an awareness that, hey, we can help you. We could possibly help you with this, where people think, oh, I'm just getting older and this is normal, you know, and it's not normal.
Exercises we can do at home. Leg lifts, sit-ups.
I mean, just general planks. Flexibility is really, really important. I mean,
it's interesting you say flexibility, too, mm-hmm. because we always think about tensing and making sure we're tight there, and sometimes we forget to do the stretching thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of the biggest thing that we have seen mostly is flexibility in people's hips and low back and just legs in general. And feet, you know, it goes all the way down to the floor. That old song, you know, the knee bone's connected to the mm-hmm. hip bone or however it goes exactly.
I was hoping you weren't going to sing it, but go ahead.
No, I'm not going to sing it.
Okay.
That's not my thing.
Yeah, okay.
but that whole thing, it's really true. You know, when the foot hits the floor, if the foot doesn't have full mobility, it's going to change the way that our leg moves as we walk. And how many times does our foot hit the floor whenever we're walking on a day-to-day basis?
Mm-hmm.
A lot. So just general flexibility is really, I mean, that would be the first thing that we actually address typically.
And, you know, where I really feel it here is on top of, right on the hips, at that muscle mm-hmm. right up there. I know that's not stretched out. I know that's probably not as strong as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I exercise regularly, but probably don't stretch it out as much as they should.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard. That's harder to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, you see the runner stretch where people stand and they pull that foot up to their rear end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see runners doing that. Like, you see high school athletes doing that. But as you get older, you know, it's harder to stand on one leg and it's harder to pull that. You don't even think about it.
Yeah.
You just don't think about it. And so, I mean, yeah, that's kind of the basic place where we start a lot of times.
And it's interesting, again, flexibility there. That's what I know. Remember when I was a patient of yours, you kept emphasizing that to me, and it stuck with me the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we worked on those muscles a lot.
I didn't continue it, but I do remember it and thinking about it.
Hey, that's good.
So if anybody has any questions, reach out and talk to the physical therapy department.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if you're really concerned about something, always talk to your doctor. The doctors are aware that we have this program. Most primary care physicians are. Dr. Lieber with urology here in town, he's aware that we have this program as well. And so that's a good starting place. But if you do have specific questions, you can contact our department and we can talk with you or answer any questions that you have.
Very good. Jennifer, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Jennifer Hodgerson, WLDS Jacksonville, 8 o'clock.
Deborah Rodriguez.